Would you join me for a moment of prayer? Oh God, we thank you for the gift of Easter. Please send your Holy Spirit to remind us that the gift was yours to give and make us grateful. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Luke intended to write an orderly account. He opens the first chapter of his gospel by stating as much. This is to be an orderly account based on my careful investigations so that you may know the truth. An orderly account. I don't want to tell Luke how he should have done his job, but there's a problem. And it's that there's nothing orderly about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is nothing orderly about Easter. Good order is when things that die stay dead. Good order is when God doesn't die in the first place. Easter is, it turns out, positively disorderly. It was Mary Magdalene and Johanna and Mary, the mother of James, who first spread the word. They'd gone to the tomb that morning and found it open and empty. Now, they'd seen Jesus' body laid there themselves, and now it's gone? Perhaps they thought it had been stolen. But they almost immediately learned the truth. Angelic messengers asked them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is risen. He's not here." The three women rushed to share this news with the disciples. That was the first Easter sermon. Jesus is alive. Mine today is going to be quite a bit longer, but the important question is, how was the original proclamation received? Well, disciples gonna disciple, right? So they did what they always do in the Gospels. They struggled to understand the full meaning of Jesus' ministry and identity. According to Luke, the disciples did not believe the women because their words seemed like idle talk. Or, as another translation puts it, nonsense. And I have to say, in this case, I actually kind of agree with the disciples. The good news about the resurrection is just holy nonsense, pure disorder. And the disorderly nonsense of it all is, I think, not an accident. I believe it's at the heart of our faith. If the resurrection were logical, something that made good sense, something we could think our way to or through or around, then what's faith? Faith would just be like a measure of our capacity for reason, a kind of IQ test, a religious meritocracy. The good, smart, clear-thinking people have faith, and the rest of us don't. But the resurrection, Easter, is not attainable, not graspable by reason. Nobody can persuade somebody else that Jesus Christ is risen. That reality is something each of us must simply experience. By the way, not even Jesus could prepare his own disciples for the resurrection in an intellectual way, although he told them what to expect, told them who he was, told them what it meant to be the Messiah. When Easter morning rolled around, they were totally surprised. They only understood after they encountered the risen Christ. Picture it. Easter morning dawns. The disciples are, I assume, still in the midst of Good Friday despair. And suddenly Mary and Johanna rush in spouting nonsense about an empty tomb. The disciples don't believe them. What has to happen for them to understand? You know this story. Run it back in your mind. What has to happen? Okay, Peter had to run and see the empty tomb for himself. Two others had to encounter Jesus on the road to Emmaus, and they don't really even recognize him then. The rest of the disciples have to meet Jesus in the dining room when he appears to them in Jerusalem. That's still not enough. They've all seen him now, but now Jesus has to show them his hands and feet, and they have to touch him to prove he's not a ghost. Then they have to see him eat some fish, again, to prove he's not a ghost. And then they had to hear him retell his personal story with details so they know he's not an imposter. And again, I think this is ghost proof. And then, but you get the pattern. Even Jesus' closest followers were unable to understand the resurrection in an abstract kind of way. Without the actual experience, without actually meeting Jesus, Easter will only ever sound like nonsense, even to those who would be Jesus' closest followers. So the question is, right, how have you experienced the risen Jesus Christ? Where has he met you? Where does he continue to meet you? Yesterday, my son asked me if we would see Jesus today, like properly see Jesus the way you and I are seeing each other. Yep, that's about what it sounded like in the kitchen after he asked me. I thought to myself, well, this is my reward for trying to explain the mysteries of faith to the 4-year-old in the house. To be clear, I'm saying my reward is a seemingly inexhaustible list of very good, very reasonable questions. One thing I'm learning as a parent is that, despite their reputation, there's almost nobody more reasonable, more interested in reasons than a small child. Nobody asks why nearly as often as a small child. And of course, the most unsatisfactory answer to that question, why, is, parents, you could say it with me, because I said so. They do not care for that. That's not fun. There's nothing scientific about it or explanatory. It's just mere assertion. Now, that's not what I said to my son, because I'm a very good parent. And I'm a very... Every time they laugh. And I'm a very good pastor. I told him that Jesus doesn't live with us here in a body anymore. He's gone to live with God and prepare a place for us there. And in the meantime, he sends his Holy Spirit here to preserve us in communities like this, to preserve us in faith. And he stopped listening like about 5 seconds into that and walked away. So he didn't really care that much. But it occurred to me while I was talking to myself that this is pretty good stuff. And at a certain point, the only way to talk about Easter, the only way to talk about faith, is, in fact, mere assertion. He is risen. Oh, how? I don't know, but he's risen. I believe. Why? I've heard the gospel, I've heard what God promised me in baptism, and somehow, I don't know, I just believe. These are not matters of science. These are not orderly things. In some way, these things are nonsense. Unsense. The death of God in Christ Jesus? The resurrection? And so, sensible, reasonable, persuasive explanations just can't get you there. Faith comes, it turns out, not from a keen mind grasping these things, which are ultimately ungraspable. Faith comes not from our ability to make sense out of nonsense. Faith comes for us, just as it did for the disciples, only from an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, the impossibly yet truly living Lord. And be not afraid, Jesus will not leave it to your reason or mine. He meets you in places like this, and on days like this, and in words like these. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.